From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Gia Billy reporting. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for bombings at two Coptic churches in Egypt that killed at least 44 people and injured more than 100. The first blast was in the northern city of Tanta, where a powerful explosion ripped through a Palm Sunday service at St. George's Church, killing 27 people and wounding 78 others. Not long after that, at least 17 people were killed and 41 others wounded in a suicide bomb attack outside St. Mark's Coptic Orthodox Cathedral in Alexandria. After the bombings, Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi declared a three-month state of emergency. The U.S. military carried out airstrikes against the forces of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad on Thursday. President Donald Trump has made it clear the strikes were a retaliation for Assad's suspected use of chemical weapons last week. Shortly after the airstrikes, Trump expressed he won't tolerate chemical weapons attacks.
Even beautiful babies were cruelly murdered in this very barbaric attack. No child of God should ever suffer such horror.
U.S. presidents draw the line at chemical weapons. Philip Crowley is the former U.S. Assistant Secretary of State.
What about chlorine barrel bombs? You know, over the past 4 years, this weapon, which is not technically a chemical weapon, but morally it is, has killed a profound number of people, you know, in Syria.
Crowley points out the vast majority of those killed in Syria have been killed by conventional weapons. But images of those victims have not provoked the same level of intervention. This is